We have again a deteriorating humanitarian situation. We have the drought, and we have today a trajectory which is very much similar than 2010. And 2010 was the year which has preceded the famine in the country.
How does that deteriorating humanitarian situation manifest itself on the ground?
We have a food security issue. We have today more than 1 million people who are in need of urgent assistance. Among them, we have 250,000 children. And among them, we have 50,000 children who are at the doorstep of death if no assistance is provided now. The drought means also it's pushing, the pastoralists and the livestock, and they are searching, for water. In fact, we have a scenario which is very much similar to what happened 4 years ago.
So insecurity is no longer an issue, or is that just an additional factor?
Insecurity is definitely an additional factor. It's further compounding, the impact of the drought. We had the AMISOM offensive, which ended by retaking number of cities. Unfortunately, the Al-Shabaab who left these cities are now engaged in asymmetric warfare and are cutting the supply road, which means basic commodities are not reaching, population in these cities.
What needs to happen now to improve the situation?
All will depend, of course, of the next deer season. But I am telling partners and member states that we have learned the lesson of the famine. We have said never again. We need to act now if we do not want, to repeat a similar scenario, if we do not want a major crisis again in Somalia, but also if we do not want to undermine, the fragile gain in the peace and state building in the country. Somalia remains and is a positive narrative in the making, and I do believe that attention needs to be redoubled to prevent the development of a new humanitarian crisis only 3 years after the devastating famine.
What's the worst case scenario if you don't get the help you need?
The worst case scenario is clearly the repeat of what happened in 2011. And in 2011, we said never again. It would be morally, intolerable if we as international community be so heavily present in the country and would let, a new famine unfold in front of our eyes.
Can you remind us what happened during 2011?
In 2011, a famine has hit the country with dramatic consequences, and more than 250,000 people died only because of the famine, in addition of an already high mortality rate in Somalia, because this country, is hit by abject poverty and has among the worst human development indicator.
Is there a case of the international community not really being focused on Somalia because there's so much else happening around the world?
There are many competing crises, there is no doubt about this, and the overall envelope for humanitarian assistance has not increased. But I do believe that the member states and the donors understand that by not paying attention to Somalia, not only we take the risk of repeating, a scenario like the famine, but we will also undermine all the investment undertaken during the last few years in the peace and state building, which means the political investment, the economic investment, the security investment. And I do not think that there is any appetite to let the country remain any longer a failed state.